You know that we love our on-demand listeners here at Lutheran Public Radio. Now, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. in 2008, please consider making a year-end gift to help support this worldwide outreach. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can contribute by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and mail it to LPR Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. LPR, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us as we approach the end of 2008. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Time for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. We know a lot of our listeners read, a lot of them write, their own blogs. We like to read that stuff. And one way of letting us know that you have a blog that you'd like us to read and consider every week for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week is by going to our website, issuesetc.org. In fact, it's the only way to get us to get our attention, really, because we're reading so many blogs. issuesetc.org, click promote. And you'll find their instructions on how to put the Issues Etc. widget, that's what it's called, on your blog. That identifies your blog with the show and gives people who read your blog a way of linking to our website, issuesetc.org. And when you put the widget on your website, just email us at talkback@issuesetc.org and tell us you've done it. We'll put your blog on the list and we'll consider it every week for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. What's your pick, Jeff?
I can't believe you just asked me. I just went to get the blogger's name, you know, view my complete profile.
Yeah.
So I lost the
You want me to do mine while you're getting back?
I got it now.
Okay,
it's titled Blogistana, the Fusion of Two Natures and Two Kingdoms. Congratulations to Issues Etc. Whereas Issues Etc. has provided Christ-centered, cross-focused Christian talk radio for over 15 years, whereas Issues Etc. has provided this programming for Christians around the world through terrestrial radio, streaming internet, and download on demand, whereas Issues Etc. has been ably and powerfully shepherded by the Reverends Don Mattson and Todd Wilkin, whereas Issues Etc. on March 18, 2008 was unceremonially terminated by the chair of the Board for Communication Services, whereas Issues Etc.'s cancellation came without any instigating incident and was the cause of much speculation, obfuscation on the part of synodical officials, scapegoating, falsehoods, and smears, whereas Issues Etc.'s cancellation resulted in the employment termination for two servants of the church, specifically Reverend Todd Wilkin and Mr. Jeff Schwarz, whereas Issues Etc.'s cancellation caused an outcry of support for both Reverend Wilkin and Mr. Schwarz from listeners and their congregations and resulted in the creation of a petition to restore Issues Etc. to the airwaves, whereas this petition garnered a national and international support of over 7,500 persons, orders of magnitude over the few hundred whom KFUO claimed listened to the program, whereas through the groundwork of loyal friends and the support of thousands of listeners, Issues Etc. returned to the airwaves 3 months later, whereas Issues Etc. continues to provide 10 hours a week of solid confessional Christian talk radio available on demand through streaming audio and on the air in St. Louis, whereas Blogistana and Lutheran Jargon hope for the continued expansion of Issues Etc., thanks to Issues Etc. staff and its thousands of supporters, and hereby resolve that the initial award of the Blogistana Lutheran Jargon Defensor FIDE Award be presented to Issues Etc. Reverend Todd Wilkin and Mr. Jeff Schwarz for their ardent defense of historic biblical Christian faith and the Lutheran confessions in the face of significant adversity and controversy, and for their willingness to return to the airwaves. My blog of the week, Blogistana, the Fusion of Two Natures and Two Kingdoms.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you. We are honored. My blog pick of the week comes from a blog called Ichabod, the Glory Has Departed. We'll have a link to all of these at our website, issuesetc.org. A quote from Martin Luther: a teacher who remains silent when errors are taught and nevertheless pretends to be a true teacher is worse than an open fanatic, and by his hypocrisy does greater damage than a heretic. Nor can he be trusted. He is a wolf and a fox, a hireling and a servant of his belly, and ready to despise and to sacrifice doctrine, word, faith, sacrament, churches, and schools. He is either a secret bedfellow of the enemies, or a skeptic in a weather vane, waiting to see whether Christ or the devil will prove victorious, or he has no convictions of his own whatever and is not worthy to be called a pupil, let alone a teacher, nor does he want to offend anybody or say a word in favor of Christ or hurt the devil and the world. Nobody says it better than Luther. That's my pick for this week's blog of the week. And if you want to go to one called 92nd and State, you will see some amazing pictures of Rod Rosenblatt like I've never seen him before. He looks like John Grisham or something like that.